Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome once again to Tuesday Talk with Key West Lou. I am your host, Louis Patron. Well, it's been another crazy week. It's been a dangerous week. There's an intensity building up in the Ukraine. Could result in further conflict, further war, who knows. Things are happening in the United States. Things are happening worldwide. The whole world is in a turmoil, not healthy, let me tell you. I'm going to cover a multitude of sins that occurred this past week. You're going to find all of them interesting, I guarantee it. If you wish to call in and speak with me, argue with me, dispute what I say, agree with me, share your opinion with me, the number is 646-478-5731. I repeat, 646-478-5731. The number is on the screen in front of you. I'm going to start off tonight with some what I call little things, because they're not going to take that long to talk about. But they're in my craw. They're bothering me terribly this week. Let's start with Toyota. Toyota, big car manufacturer. It was recently advised in the last 10 days or so that Toyota entered into a civil settlement with the U.S. Attorney's Office for $1.2 billion. $1.2 billion. Now, what's this all about? First of all, let me start with the banks. You remember Attorney General Holder said back when the banks were discovered to have screwed the American population and the banks had to be saved, that they were too big to fail and we had to save them. All right, and some months later, he said also when it was discovered, all the terrible things the banks did, the wrongdoings, the laws the banks violated. You did not even have to be an attorney to understand this. Attorney General Holder said the banks are too big to prosecute. Well, this too big to prosecute is extending to other corporations, non-bank corporations, okay? Let's talk about Toyota now. Toyota. Since 2007, there have been approximately 350,000 accidents. You heard the number, 350,000 accidents since 2007 of cars Toyota made, created, and the problem was that they had an acceleration problem. When a person went to slow down by applying the brakes, the car accelerated. Thousands of accidents occurred. Many have died. Many more have been injured. Lawsuits pending all over the place. And do you want to know something? Toyota knew about this from 2007 on, and they hid that information. They did not correct the defect because it would cost too much money to correct. They didn't have a recall because it would cost too much money. They let those cars continue to be driven by people who had bought them, who ended up in accidents and got maimed for life or injured or died. And they knew this all the time. Well, the United States Attorney's Office has been conducting a criminal investigation for several years. However, they never indicted them, never charged them with a crime. They were conducting, the word is conducting, a criminal investigation. And Attorney General Holder recently announced that Toyota has agreed to pay a fine of $1.2 billion, okay? And because they're paying that fine, it's a civil penalty, they will avoid criminal prosecution. They are also doing some other things. But the big deal is they're paying and beating the game. Now, I don't like this. You should not like this. You know, it's just like the banks. The banks got away with no prosecution, persecution, prosecution, whatever way you want to label it. And now the corporations are doing the same thing. Let me put this in proper perspective. If you drink and drive, and you have an automobile accident because you're drunk driving, and you kill somebody, that's good for 10 to 20 years in jail. Ain't no question about it, automatic, you're going to do 10 to 20 years in jail. One person dies. On the other hand, Toyota, having full knowledge, hid that knowledge, hid the danger involved, hid the defect for years from the public, permitted the public to continue buying their automobiles. Many people died. More have been injured. They're not even charged with a crime. There is no jail time involved. They're paying $1.2 billion, which is a pittance to a major corporation like Toyota. Something's wrong. Drunk drive, one person killed, you go to jail for 10 to 20 years. Kill several hundred people, maim 350,000 other people, and you pay some money, and that's it. Something's wrong with the system. Something's wrong in the Attorney General's office that they do not prosecute those people who are too big. The little people get prosecuted in this country. The big people do not, and that is wrong. Okay, moving on here. I saw an ad this a few days ago, an anti-Obamacare ad concerning hospitals. And this ad obviously comes from the far right or from the Republicans or conservative America. It says, did you know that Obamacare is going to cut hospital costs? Cut hospital costs. That infers when you hear this, cut hospital costs. Oh, my God, people will not get proper care and treatment because of Obamacare. Now, this is a crock. I talked about this, something like this, not with Obamacare, but how the hospitals rip off the insurance companies of the American people. 2 years ago, I did a whole hour on this on my TV show. Hospitals today are very profitable. They have been for many years. I can remember 35 years ago when I was involved with a major hospital in my hometown. They were broke. I was always out there trying to raise money for them. Today, no more. They're very profitable. Do you know, for example, I think Time Magazine did a great article on this 2 years ago, and that's what was the basis of my TV show. The hospital even charges when they bill you for the ink in the fountain pen, not in the fountain pen, in the ballpoint pen that they use. They charge you for the ink. We've all heard the stories where they buy a bottle of aspirins, what, 200 aspirins, 400 aspirins, for a buck or a buck and a half, and they charge you $10 or $15 when they give you one aspirin. Big profit item. Administrators of hospitals. These aren't necessarily doctors, generally not. They are businessmen, the hospital administrator. They earn millions of dollars every year now as salary in the big cities. In the smaller cities, and I'm talking $50,000, $150,000, they earn close to $1 million a year. You all know what hospital bills look like. You go in, you didn't realize, you got surgery, emergency, $50,000, $100,000 bill comes out. Fantastic. If you didn't have insurance, you'd have to go bankrupt. Let me tell you a secret. Do you think when that $50,000 bill for your care goes to the insurance company pays $50,000? No way. They know it's outrageous. They will negotiate with the hospital and pay $25,000 or less, 50% or less. But when the hospital is aware that you don't have insurance and they want to get paid, they don't send you the bill for 50 cents on the dollar. They send you the bill for 100 cents, the full $50,000. And then, if you haven't got it, you have to file for bankruptcy. I want you to be aware that 35% of the bankruptcies in this country, 35%, are directly attributable to excessive hospital bills. Okay, this past week, I think on Monday, yesterday, President Obama signed an executive order seizing all Russian assets in the United States. Nothing wrong with that. We understand what he's doing because of Crimea. The only problem is the executive order that he signed contains a provision that includes American citizens. It says, okay, that the government can grab your assets and mine if, and I quote, we contribute to the situation in the Ukraine, unquote. If we contribute to the situation in the Ukraine, unquote. What bothers me? No one should contribute to the situation in the Ukraine. I understand it. But what bothers me is everything, every time something happens today, and every time something has happened in the last several years, we get new laws that come out, new orders, and new this and new that, that take away our basic freedoms all the time. If I contribute to the war in the Ukraine and I do something wrong, there's enough laws on the books for me to be indicted, tried, and sent to jail. You don't have to grab my assets. I'm going to lose them anyhow. Why in recent years are we always including American citizens in any law we pass to be punished? Look what the National Security Agency is doing and bugging us and everything else. I blame President Obama, with all due respect. He has given away more of our basic freedoms than any president I have seen do so in my lifetime, and I'm 78 years old. Okay, the Catholic Church. I love this one. You're going to love it too. Just today in the United States Supreme Court, they argued two cases involving contraceptive coverage under Obamacare. Now we've got a not-for-profit employer who does not believe in contraception. He's apparently a Catholic, and he does not believe he should provide to his employees. His employees should not be covered, so they get contraceptive coverage. And you're aware that his policy will not pay for it. It comes directly from the insurance company, paid for by the insurance company because of the compromise Obama made some 4 years ago. But the head of the nonprofit says, it still bothers me. I am a Catholic, and it weighs on my conscience. All right? It weighs on my conscience that through me somehow these people are getting condoms, contraceptive coverage, these women. Okay? He probably is out cheating on his wife every night. I say this, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Take a pot shot at me. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm sick of these guys who play goody-goody, and they're really not. And what they're trying to do, this person in this lawsuit, what he is trying to do is impose his religious beliefs on his employees. He's saying he's got a right to religious freedom. He shouldn't have to do this. What about his employees who have a right to the coverage? And because he believes a different way, they can't get it, Catholic or otherwise. Now, let me tell you what happened today involving the Vatican. It happened in January. It just got reported Sunday. All right? This is wild. We know Pope Francis. He seems to be a good guy. He's trying to clean things up. He came into a Vatican that's full of corruption and misdoing, wrongdoing. We know the Vatican Bank is bad. It's been corrupt for years. I think it goes back 20, 30 years. I can remember 20, 25 years ago, we had a pope, his name escapes me, who lasted only 22 days. He was found dead in bed after 22 days, just found dead. He died. But when he came in, he said he was going to clean up the Vatican Bank right away because there were priests and lay people making a ton of money illegally off the bank. And it has always been suspected and never proven that this pope was done in. He didn't die of natural causes, be that as it may, okay? We know the Vatican Bank has had shady financial dealings. And we know that there's some other things the church is doing wrong from a criminal perspective. Just last year, the Italian government grabbed I don't know how many millions of dollars from the Vatican Bank in Rome because they thought it was money laundering and everything else, and they're holding on to the money, okay? Just because they're the church doesn't mean that they're not people within, because they are men who could do wrong. Now we come to condoms. The German secret police, or whoever they are from Germany that watches these crimes, discovered that 14 condoms, you heard me, 14 condoms, had been shipped from South America to the Vatican. This is funny. I got to laugh. To the Vatican Post Office. 14 condoms shipped from South America to the Vatican Post Office. General delivery. Anyone could claim them. Okay, so they shipped 14 condoms to the Vatican. The problem is the 14 condoms were full of cocaine. You got it. 340 grams, 12 ounces of cocaine in each condom. All right? Well, each condom is worth about $70,000 on the street. No one has claimed the condoms. Apparently word got out that the German government had discovered it and the police were watching. But the question has been raised now in the investigation. And seriously, I'm not making a joke out of this when I say what I'm going to say now. They say it might have been for cardinal consumption, which I find hard to believe, but I believe everything these days. Cardinal consumption, or perhaps even worse, for resale purposes. Whoever was going to get it, who obviously had to work or live in the Vatican, whether religious or layperson, in order to get it and then sell it, even worse, resale, okay? Well, what bothers me is this. Very simply, what I told you about what's going on in the Supreme Court today. I'm also talking about the church in the United States. I mean, we have our U.S. Conference of Bishops. I think their headquarters is in Denver. They're out there. They're politicizing every day. They're making statements on behalf of the Catholic Church, and everybody thinks they're speaking for all Catholics like you and me, who are Catholics who are listening. And it's not the case, as we all know. And they're against condom use. And they don't like Obamacare. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't think they should be out there talking. I have consistently held that the job of the priest is to tell me in church from the pulpit what I do that is right and wrong, what is sinful. You cannot do this, Lewis. It is a sin. Then it's up to me when I walk out of church to exercise my God-given free will. That's in the Bible, too. And it's up to me to decide, based on my conscience, whether I wish to sin or not sin. And then, if I do sin by the exercise of my free will, then it's my responsibility to go back into that church and confess it. But don't go out of church and go into state legislatures, federal government. They spend $22 million a year, the Catholic Church, lobbying through this U.S. Conference of Bishops. It's wrong. Absolutely wrong. Now, and this I find humorous, there was, I spoke about this man with such reverence about 2 years ago on my television show. His name was Cardinal Carl Maria Marlini. Big cardinal, well-respected in Rome, was working out of the Vatican for years, a respected theologian, and had he not come down with some terrible illness, cancer or something, it is thought that when the last pope was Benedict before Francis, that Benedict never would have been elected. This Marlini would have been the pope. On his deathbed 2 years ago, 4 days before he died, he gave an interview which was published worldwide, and he said, my church is screwed up. We've got to change things. The Pope's got to get in there and start knocking heads. And he said, listen to me, he could support condom use in certain circumstances. Now, I don't think he meant the situation with the condoms being used to ship cocaine into the Vatican. But here's a man who said, in certain circumstances, it's A-okay. Okay, moving on now. We are going to, there's a fellow in Key West by the name of Roger Kostmeyer. I've never met the man, Roger Kostmeyer. I believe he's a snowbird. He spent 6 months a year here and 6 months from whence he comes. He apparently is a very interested citizen, not only in the local community, but in national and international politics. He writes frequent letters to the editor. His concern is big government. And I got to tell you something. This guy swings both ways. He's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He calls it as he sees it. If he doesn't like something, he says, this is wrong, and we should stop. And you know what he says we need in this country right now? And we're missing terribly. Representative government. Do you remember representative government? You elect your congressmen and your senators, and they represent you, the people. They don't represent the fat cat PACs. They don't represent big money. They don't represent corporate America. They don't represent the Koch brothers. They represent the people. That's called representative government. It doesn't exist any more. Okay, now we're moving on. I'm going to talk about money and who pays taxes and who doesn't. We know, and I mentioned this last week, a few of these things. The top corporations in the United States pay no taxes. The Citizens for Tax Justice, who follow these things, took a look at the Fortune 500 companies recently, and they said that America's 26 top American companies, America's 26 biggest American companies, paid no federal income tax, not just last year, but from 2008 through 2012. Isn't that wild? None of them paid taxes. How many of you paid taxes, though? And examples, Boeing never pays any taxes. General Electric, we all love General Electric. They didn't pay any taxes. Verizon paid no taxes. Now, why does this happen? This is wrong. Well, you know it, and I know it. Why does it happen? Because though our elected representatives, our congressmen and our senators, they pass laws in Washington. They passed laws in Washington. They gave these big corporations, they gave them the opportunity to get around the law. They created the law to benefit these people so they didn't have to pay, but the little people still have to pay. And our Supreme Court, and I think we got to redo our court system, my friends, they've gone to the right too far. You know, when they permit a corporation as a person and can give as much money as they want to campaigns, through PACs, this is ruining our government. I don't know if we're ever going to have representative government again. I am concerned. Now, major U.S. corporations, another way they beat the tax situation, or a way they beat the tax situation, is through offshore shelters. They put their money in an offshore bank on an island or in a country. This island or country gives them a very, 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 very low tax rate. They're happy to have the pennies on the dollar. The American corporation files a certificate saying, we do business in the ABC island, but all they do is they got an empty office and they put the money in the bank. Their business is done in the United States, okay? But they don't pay any taxes on it. Because Congress has passed laws, again, permitting United States corporations to park or stockpile their profits. Congress passed laws permitting this in offshore accounts and not having to pay taxes on that money. Last year, to show you how bad this is, Apple and IBM combined put $206 billion in offshore accounts. If that money were banked here in the United States, it would have to be taxed. The total in offshore accounts, this is going to blow your mind, is $1.95 trillion. $1.95 trillion, that's just under $2 trillion. We owe more money to China than is in offshore bank accounts. Again, the loopholes in our tax laws, which were passed by our Congress and senators to benefit corporate America, because the lobbyists for these corporations benefit these guys by making sure that, you know, that their election campaigns are well funded, sometimes to the tune of millions of dollars. They take these great trips on private jets to this fancy island, this fancy country, you know, and It's wrong. They're not representing you and me. They're representing corporate America. And I'll tell you what else galls me. They have the audacity, these same congressmen and these same senators, to say, we've got to cut Social Security. We've got to cut Medicare. We've got to cut Medicaid. We want to get rid of Obamacare. They want to take pennies and small benefits from working class America that isn't working anymore to benefit themselves. Why not pay taxes on the money they're leaving in these offshore accounts? Okay? These same congressmen passed the law to benefit the corporations with regard to offshore accounts, but yet they want to take your money and mine, cut Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare. Now let me talk briefly about Warren Buffett. I love Warren Buffett. I think he's probably one of the most brilliant businessmen ever. He pays taxes. I'm going to say this. He said it openly. But he pays less percentage-wise than his secretary because he doesn't pay 30% or 35%. He only pays 17% in taxes because he knows he's got great tax lawyers, and et cetera, and he knows how to where to put his money, so his profit is not taxable under normal rates. Okay? Now, Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, had a record profit in 2013, last year, $19.5 billion. That's a lot of money. Up from $14.8 billion the year before. That's roughly a $5 billion increase in 1 year. Now, Warren Buffett represents the 1%. He is part of the 1%. He ain't the 99% who don't have money to invest like him. And even at 17%, because he's a straight guy, he's paying some taxes, he still isn't paying what he should. But most of them don't pay at all. It's the rich getting richer and the poor getting no place. And again, why? Because all the laws that benefit the rich in this country were passed by our congressmen and our senators in Washington, not to benefit you and me, but to benefit the big corporations. One last person who's making money, and I didn't even notice, and you probably weren't aware of it either, the Queen of England. The Queen of England, you know, I've always wondered, when Parliament cuts her pay because they say they can't afford to pay her so much, she never complains. Well, it turns out the Queen of England, personally, ain't no question about it, owns the mineral rights to the land containing 85% of the world's uranium mine. She's got the right to 85% of the uranium mined in this world. It equals about 17 trillion pounds a year based on the uranium investments. That's the whole investment. Can't blame Congress for this one. You can't even blame Parliament. Just someplace along the line, her family or her predecessors, her ancestors, made the right investments. Okay, now I'm going to talk. I got a couple of minutes left here. Let me talk about the Ukraine for a minute. Recently, this past week, we saw on the Internet a lot. I only saw it on one TV station briefly, MSNBC. Did not see it in the American newspapers. But a CEO at a TV station was beaten in Kyiv by a bunch of politicians who were from the far right. Turns out those politicians were members of the Nazi Party. What people don't understand, because we don't talk about it in the newspapers or our elected representatives, the Nazis are a powerful party in the Ukraine. They're called the Svoboda Party. They're one of the five largest parties. They have 37 seats in parliament, which makes them a power in a coalition government. They are anti-communist, anti-Russian, and anti-Semitic. They are neo-Nazis. They wear the black shirts. They got the armbands. Their flags they carry look like Hitler's flags with the swastika. Not exact. Their salute, though, is Heil Hitler with the hand out. They have a youth movement that wear brown shirts, okay? Now, and they hate the Muscovite Jewish mafia. One of their leaders recently said, with regard to the Holocaust, it was a period of fight in history. Well, I can go on and tell you how anti-Semitic they are, how they just beat and knifed a prominent Jewish rabbi in Kyiv. I'm not going to, or how Senator McCain had his picture taken with the head of the Nazi Party, or how Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland recently had her picture taken, and how the United States has already given money to the group opposing the Russians over there, and in that group, part and parcel, in a big way, is the neo-Nazi Party. And we still do it. We don't pay attention, and we don't tell the American people we are doing it. Okay, that's my story for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've got so much more I wish I could share with you. I'm thinking of enlarging the show to an hour. Remember, I wrote a book. If you like the show, buy my book. You'll love the book, The World Upside Down. It's available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. This show is archived immediately at 9:30. You can go listen to an archive anytime in the next 20 years, I guess. We are also putting it on YouTube with a picture of me on the screen, but the YouTube version does not go on until Sunday each week. Well, that's the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed. Come back and join me next week. Have a good week, my friends.